Hey everybody, my name is Kristen and I want to welcome you to our Join the Team webinar. Congratulations on taking the first step to learn about our incredible opportunity. Your host tonight has been in the financial services industry for over 38 years. He is the proud father of 3 children and 8 grandchildren and lives in Fort Worth, Texas with his beautiful wife, Jane. Here is your host, the amazing Josh Huffman. Take it away, Josh.
Thank you, Kristen. I want to thank you for joining us tonight. As Kristen said, I've been here for 38 years, and this business model and business opportunity has changed my life. Quite honestly, they've paid me almost $15 million since I've been here, and it's so much bigger today than it ever was before. And I want to kind of kick off and share with you what's going on and why our business is exploding. It's bigger, it's growing faster than ever before. And today we are the largest distributor of financial products in North America. We started out.
Hey, Josh, you're not sharing your screen, just in case you meant to be. You're not yet.
Thank you. Just a second. All right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. What is the new career model? Click. Remote working is going to be the new norm in the post-corona world. You probably already know that if you're on here watching tonight. For most businesses, migration to home working has gone very, very smoothly. The world is changing. The key is, are you changing? The old saying, you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you're getting. Next slide. The goal, I think, for every one of us is to live a dream life. That's what, you know, when we start our careers, we want to be able to go where we want to go, do what we want to do, when we want to do it, with whom we want to do it, and not be always so concerned about financial limitations, whether it be travel, education, hobbies, automobiles, homes, friends, the charities you support. All those play into the part of building a dream life. Next slide, please. The control your time and money, to have control of your time and money, you've got to become an owner. The cash flow quadrant was a book written about 15 years ago. And it talks about the 4 ways of earning income in a capitalistic economy. The most common of which is as an employee. Today, about 95% of the American people are employees. They have a job. And as an employee, your income is based on your position, not necessarily the person or the performance. You see that hourly wage earners, school teachers, most businesses, if you have a salary position, it's that position that's paid. It doesn't make any difference how conscientious you are, how much effort you put into your job. It's that job that is paid. More often than not, employees at some point get frustrated. They feel undercompensated, underchallenged, underappreciated. They get frustrated, and they say, "I'm through with this. I'm gonna go in business for myself." And in actuality, they simply move from being from having a job to owning a job. They become self-employed, a dentist, doctor, lawyer, real estate salesperson. Yes, as a self-employed person, you control your time, and you control your income, but you don't have control of both of them at the same time. And that's the dilemma people face. Very seldom will you ever see a dentist take a 3 or 4 week vacation because they've got big fixed overhead. 100% of their income comes off of one person. They cannot enjoy the fruit of their labor. They can make more money, but they exchange their time for that income. They typically very seldom have a real life. At some point, those people would desire to own a real business as opposed to being self-employed. The distinction is that a business is a system where you have other people working for you. traditionally in the last 60, 70 years, franchising has really been one of the most popular business ventures, business enterprises, because you do own a system and you buy into, it does take a, typically, depending on what franchise it is, a significant capital investment, but you own that system and it's duplicatable, it's reproducible. You take McDonald's, for example, it's typically about $1.5 million to open up a McDonald's, but it's so duplicatable, it can be run by a group of teenagers. At the objective of the business owner of a franchise is never to own one. It's to parlay that income into being able to purchase more and more, open up multiple franchises, and at some point selling those franchises, cashing out, investing that money where you have your money working for you and you're basically bulletproof. You're headache free. Today, if I were to ask you, which side of this quadrant would you want to be on? I've never had anybody say I'd rather be on the left. Everybody says I want to be on the right side. And yet the overwhelming majority of people are all on the left side. Well, the logical question is, if everybody wants to be on the right side, but they're on the left side, what's keeping a person from moving from the left to the right? And typically, we find that it's money. A lot of people, they don't have the capital to invest. They can't commit financial hairy carry, stop doing what they're doing and jump into something that they know nothing about. It's too risky. Well, what we've done here is eliminate the risk, because in our business model, we allow a person to start with us on a part-time basis. And on a part-time basis, you can learn the business without risk and really venture into a business that is very unique today. 80% of North America in our business model is your market. You don't have trouble finding people who need our products and services. You can work from home, totally online. There's no overhead. You have no product to buy, no product to assemble or ship. You work when you want and as often as you want. In addition to that, Kristen, we provide a scalable marketing and business system. It's measurable. It utilizes the latest technology in an intangible product that requires a professional license. It's a business that you can sell. You can air it to your kids. It has a multi-billion dollar product support system as well. Our business is designed to educate North America, give North American families a financial education. And you build a financial house in reality, much the same way that you'd build a real house. Today, if you'd go to an architect, you'd sit down with that architect, you basically tell them what you wanted, the ideas you had, and he'd take your ideas and put them on paper. And quite honestly, the construction of a financial house, it in many cases does resemble the construction of a real house, in that you never start the construction of a house with the roof, do you? You never start with the walls. You always have to start with the what? The foundation, exactly. And the foundation of a financial house always begins with adequate income protection. I think you'll agree with me when you think about this logically, that for most families, you've got time to save some money for emergencies. You've got some time to save money for your retirement. You've got some time to get out of debt. You've got some time to accumulate some college funds for your kids, provided the income stream is continuing to flow through your house. But if something were to snatch those money machines, those breadwinners out of that picture, it's a catastrophe for most families. So the protection of the breadwinner's income is the foundation of a family's financial house. The second that then is a budget to establish an emergency fund. If you don't have an emergency fund, you are forever at the mercy of your credit cards. The third then, the next step is to accelerate paying off debt. There are strategies that we teach that will show people how to eliminate debt in a fraction of the time quite honestly, oftentimes with less money than what they're currently paying. But it's called debt acceleration, or snowballing is another term. But it's a way of eliminating debt in a fraction of the time. It's a very simple strategy that we teach. The next step then is retirement. One of the biggest fears families have is living too long and outliving their retirement. College savings for the kids, if that's important to you. Those are the building blocks of a family's financial house. And then other goals and dreams. You may want to build a lake house. You may want to take a trip around the world. Everybody has various goals and dreams. And we put together a plan that will encompass all of these. We've all grown up with the cliche, you can't hit a target if you're not aiming at one. If you don't know where you're going, you're probably not going to get there. So we put together a plan to help you reach those goals and dreams. And on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how would you rate your confidence level that you will become debt-free and financially independent? You know, if you're like most people that we talk with, most people are very uncertain because they don't know where it is they're going. And that's why the step one in getting where you want to be is knowing where it is. And that is knowing what your financial independence number is. Everyone's goal is to have enough money that works for them so they don't have to work for it anymore. Your financial independence number, we call it a FIN number. It defines that amount. So let's say, for example, we got a 30-year-old who wants to retire at age 60. Their ideal retirement income is, say, in today's dollars, $100,000, $100,000 a year. Well, if you factor in inflation over that 30-year period, that's going to be a $243,000 a year income. In other words, $12,250 is a month is what it's going to take to provide what is an $8,333 a month in monthly income right now. That money needs to last you for 30 years. That's a pretty long vacation. So the financial independence number, the amount of cash you're going to have to accumulate over that period of time, is $2.6 million, $2,624,000. And that's assuming that your investment is growing at a rate of return of 9%, which is very, very realistic over a 30-year period. And your withdrawal during retirement return is at 6%. Those are very realistic numbers. But not knowing what that number is committing financial hara-kiri typically, because again, you can't hit a target if you don't know where it is. Next slide. Step two is mapping the route to get there. You know, if your goal was to be in New York City and you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you're never going to get there by going south on I-35. You've got to know the most expeditious roadmap to get there. The problem for most people is they have no clear direction. When it comes to making financial decisions, it's just a plethora of different choices, different people, different solutions for various things. What we do is provide a one-stop financial supermarket and take out the confusion. We provide a cutting-edge digital tool that works like a GPS, but it's a financial GPS. It's for your money. It's a clear route to determine where you are, where you want to be, and then lays out a specific roadmap on how to get there. We call it a financial needs analysis. Next, the two issues everyone faces with money, and if we diagram them, I call this the backbone, really, of a family's financial plan. You start at the lower left. In the early years of a couple's life, they're typically strapped. That's when they're starting their careers, they're starting their families. They have the least amount of cash saved, and yet they've got their maximum amount of expenses. Click the next. Young children, high debt, a mortgage payment, loss of those of their income, especially as they're starting their family, would economically devastate the quality of life that family lives. If you've got a single breadwinner household and you lost that breadwinner, if that family did not have adequate life insurance protection, they are devastated. It's tragic. The challenge today is changed in the latter years. The fear of dying too soon and leaving a family destitute in the younger years is offset in the yet latter years by the threat of living too long and outliving your savings. Typically, as kids get older, they grow up, they leave the house, the debt is reduced, the mortgage paid down, and the big focus is on not outliving your income. Now, the big difference here with what we do versus what the traditional life insurance industry does is their pitch is, oh, we're going to start you on a starter policy when you're young. And as your income grows, we're going to come back and sell you more and more life insurance. By the time you're 65, you'll have paid up insurance for the rest of your life. Well, if you're not informed as to really how basic life works, and if you're faced with someone whose objective is just to sell you a cash value life insurance policy, and you don't know any different, it's easy to agree to that. That's what I did. I was sold that type of policy. And the fact of the matter was, I never thought about the fact that at age 65, I don't need life insurance. If I make it to 65, I need cash to live off of and to keep from outliving my money. Again, the fear in the early years of dying too soon is offset in the latter years by the threat of living too long. And what life insurance company do you know that teaches people how to eliminate the need for life insurance? And that's ultimately our objective, to get you a point where you have accumulated enough savings and investments in cash where you don't need the insurance anymore. With life insurance policies and salesmen, or most life insurance salesmen, if you've ever been had the pleasure of being sat down with an insurance agent, their objective is to sell you some form of cash value life insurance. They call it financial planning, but for a life insurance salesman, all financial planning begins and ends with a cash value life insurance policy. We call it a very low value, high cost product. A very typical $200,000 whole life insurance policy on a 35-year-old husband and wife would cost $450 a month combined. Okay, a total of $400,000 of protection. But if one of those spouses dies, that $200,000 for most families is not even enough to pay off a mortgage. If it does, you may have very little left over. But the fact of the matter, it replaces very little of the lost earnings. But the cash value that would have built up in that policy over that 30-year period of time would be about $153,000. Most people that buy a cash value life insurance policy, they buy it as a type of a savings, a retirement, and a life insurance policy combined. But the primary focus is to provide protection in case of the lost earnings of the breadwinners. Well, that they assume, the policyholder assumes that since they've been saving in this policy, that they, if they died, they get $200,000 plus what they have in savings. It doesn't work that way. The $153,000 is part of the death benefit. So what we would recommend is take that $450 with a typical family today. It's not uncommon to need at least $800,000 on the primary breadwinner and $400,000 on the secondary breadwinner. So for $1.2 million, three times more coverage than what you had before, you can provide that on a guaranteed fixed premium 30-year level term product. It costs you $189. That's almost 2.5 times less than what you were paying, freeing up $261 a month. If invested at 9%, would grow to almost $700,000. Now at age 65, if you've got $700,000 cash in an investment account, it's probably like you really don't need any more life insurance. So you're self-insured. That's why that illustration a moment ago that I call the backbone, that's what we take the same amount of money that a person has been spending and give them significantly more if they died and significantly more than if they live for the same amount of money. It's a no-brainer. You know, which one would you want? The key in having this financial education, first in learning the differences in various life insurance to keep you from being taken advantage of, number one. And then number two, learn how to invest and how to become an owner, not a loaner of your money. What do we mean by that? Most people, when they think about saving money, they'll go down to a bank or credit union, a savings and loan, and they'll deposit money in a passbook savings or a CD. In essence, what you're doing is loaning that financial institution your money. They pay you a minimal return. Today, I think passbook savings is less than 0.5%. But they take the money out and invest it. Now, where do they invest it? Ultimately, the global economy. But most of the financial institutions where you're saving money issue a credit card, don't they? They pay you 0.5% on your savings, but they charge you 10 or 12 or 15 or 16 for your credit cards. Now, we think there's a better way than that. There's a better way. Next slide. If you understand the power of compound interest and why what they do is so grievous to your ultimate financial health, that we believe that knowledge is power. And it, just to understand this basic rule of money, the rule of 72, it's the most important rule in understanding compound interest. It tells you how long it takes money to double. If you've got a, let's say you've got a 30-year-old who's got $20,000 saved and it's down at the local bank or credit union, maybe it's in a CD earning 2%. Well, if you divide 2 into 72, it goes 36 times. That means that $20,000 will double every 36 years. So at age 36 from plus 30, at age 66, that person would have $40,000 at that savings account. But let's say he had it at a 6% return. Maybe he was in a bond fund or something like that. At 6%, that money doubles every 12 years. Six goes to 72, 12 times. But basic common sense, the layman on the street would tell you if you triple the rate of return and your 20,000 grew to 40,000, you triple the rate of return, it'd be three times of triple the 40,000. But it doesn't work that way. That money would double every 12 years, 20, 40, 80, 160,000. Well, at 12%, and a lot of people would say, wait a minute, don't do it. A lot of people would say, where are you going to get 12%? On a properly allocated portfolio of mutual funds over a 30-year period, that is not an unrealistic rate of return at all. But at 12%, that money doubles every 6 years. Instead of 20,000, instead of 160, it grows to $1.28 million. Now, what we're doing here is not really, when you get down to it, I'm not just trying to explain the difference between 2%, 6%, 12%. What this represents are three middle-class American families. They live in the same middle-class neighborhood. They drive the same Chevrolet automobile, and their children go to the same public school. They make the same amount of money within 2 to 3% all their working lives. And you know what else they do? They even save the same amount of money. One ends up, actually, both two of them end up being basically financially destitute. However, one of them ends up being reasonably financially secure. They live in the same cul-de-sac. And the when the two on the left reach their retirement years, the next thing they do, they get their gold watch on a Friday and their celebratory luncheon for their last day of work. And the following Monday, they're saying, welcome to Sam's or welcome to Walmart as their wife or pours coffee and wipes tables at Denny's. And we all see those couples. But the other one drives into the cul-de-sac in a new motorhome with two shiny new bicycles on the roof because they're getting ready to load up their grandbabies and take them out to Yellowstone, Yosemite, the Grand Canyon, begin to live out their golden years and the dignity and style that everyone dreams about, but few people ever experience. And the only difference is being on the left and on the right is knowing where to get those greater rates of returns. You know, but how much do most people know about earning a better return in their 401ks or in their IRAs? They don't know who to ask or what to ask for. And do you know how much money typically it takes before you're going to get professional investment advice from most investment companies? The minimum is $250,000. The minimum for most your brokerage houses that you hear, the Merrills and so on, the UBSs, they require a person to have a large amount of money. Well, if the $250,000 is the minimum, do you see a problem? People in the middle market typically don't have that. Now, we have lots of people that are high-end net worth clients, but what makes us unique is we also serve the middle market. Again, we bring Wall Street to Main Street. Next slide. Next one. Where to invest? How mutual funds work. A mutual fund is a pooling of money. That pool, it takes the premise that, you know, two or three, four, handful of us, we may not have enough money to hire somebody to do nothing but manage our money. But if we got 100,000 of us together and we saved a little bit on a regular basis, that's a large amount of money. And it gives the little guy the same financial muscle as it would a Bill Gates or an old Ross Perot or whatever. It gives the little guy literally the same financial expertise that the high-end net worth people have. That pool of money is professionally managed by a team of experts. We've all grown up with the cliche, don't put all your eggs in one basket. A mutual fund the largest amount of investment it can make in any one company is 5%. Typically, that invests in a myriad of different companies, 100 to 200 companies across the S&P 500 or the Russell 2000. And those monies then are invested ultimately in the global economy. And it enables the little guy to experience the same type of returns as does a high-end net worth client. Next slide. We help people build and protect wealth regardless of their net worth by educating them. Every family in North America can achieve financial freedom by putting the fundamental principles that we teach to work. Next slide. People say, exactly what are we? Who what do we do? Basically, our company is to the financial industry what Amazon is to the retail industry. And when you think about what does Amazon manufacture? Absolutely nothing. But what do they sell? Just about everything. And we literally can provide financial solutions from the cradle to the grave with our company. And you see many of these companies, you recognize AIG, Bright House, American Funds, Lincoln, Vivint, Answer Financial, Legg Mason, all these, we have proprietary relationships and contracts with these companies. And oftentimes we have their concessions that we enable us to bring greater value to our users. We are the largest distributor of financial products in North America, and we've never advertised. When you consider that we've got almost 7 million insurance clients and 2.5 million investment clients, it's pretty extraordinary when we've never advertised. And we're regarded as one of the most trustworthy, trustworthy company, financial companies in North America by Forbes. Next slide. In summary, for our clients, here's what makes us different. We can deliver and present online directly to their home. We have all the financial products that are necessary. We provide ongoing financial education and follow-up. We don't just love you and leave you. We provide literally an ongoing system every week. In addition to that, the bottom line is there a need? No, Business 101 says, fill a need, find it, fill it, create opportunities for others, and you make money. What I'd like to ask, is there a need for what we do? Are these financial concepts helpful for everyone? And could you see why our clients love us? I always say this is a feel-good business. Our clients love us, and we love being able to do something really right and good for families. Again, what we do is morally right, it is ethically right, it is financially right. 100% of the time. We teach lunch and learn seminars at offices, and we don't charge a fee for this. We have a passion to inform the North American family and teach them how money works so they can get control of their finances and retire in dignity. Can you see how this could create an enormous opportunity? So what we encourage you to do is plug in to the marketing and training system that we offer and literally earn unlimited income. We have monthly kickoffs the first Saturday of every month from 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock. We have Sunday night training every week from 7 to 9. Monday and Thursday nights, we have a client series with links to invite clients to learn how to manage their money. We have a 12-week how to manage your money training class. It rotates every 12 weeks. These are timeless principles that will forever change your financial life. And then afterwards, we have the business system overview to explain how, if you wanted to start a business of your own and have an unlimited opportunity to build a multi-million dollar business and become financially independent, you can do so. Next. Tuesday marketing webinar, and the entire system is online and can be accessed and worked. Earnings opportunities. Today, we have more families, more individuals paid six and seven figure incomes than any corporation in North America. Let's give you an example on that term life comparison. A 30-year-old on a 35-year-old with a 30-year level premium guaranteed for 30 years, premium stays the same, coverage stays the same, $1 million death benefit. If you were an entry-level rep, you'd be paid $276 on that. An entry-level management position, a district leader, if you, that's in the middle of that level there, it's $550. It doubles. It doubles your compensation. And if you're a regional vice president, basically a franchisee in our business, or agency owner, you'd be paid $1,200, a little over $1,200 for that. That is significant income when you can do it from your house, in a fraction of the time that it would take if you were working any other part-time job. Just assuming you help one client per week and you do that online, one a week, one term life policy, that average income is going to pay you about $26,000 in income just off of the insurance product. If you opened up an investment, a $500 a month investment each week, and that's not uncommon at all. Okay, that'll fund one IRA. That would equal $520 per month in reoccurring revenue. And that stacks, that doesn't go away. So a first year premium part-time, $29,000. That's almost $2,500 a month. What could you do if you had an extra $2,500 a month coming in for 10 to 15 hours of extra work a week? I mean, you take pretty nice vacation for that. You can probably do that, a nice vacation for $1,250 a week, half of that too. So if you're not saving enough money, this is a great way to start that savings program. We represent the largest mutual fund annuity companies in North America. Today, there are $68 trillion of money that's being rolled out of 401ks, IRAs, qualified retirement plans. Money that's sitting in accounts that's barely paying them any interest at all. Just to put this in perspective, how big is a trillion? Let me put it this way. A million seconds is right at 11 and a half days. A trillion seconds is almost 32,000 years. Let that sink in for a minute. A million, 11 and a half days, a trillion, almost 32,000 years. We are talking about an incomprehensible amount of money. When these politicians talk about, you know, raising an extra trillion or going on two or three trillion more in debt, it's a staggering amount. It's an amount that we're passing on to our posterity. It's horrible. But this, with the investments, with the annuities and mutual funds, you have reoccurring and repeat compensation. There's no limit to the size of the investment. Applications through Zoom and online, and doing it through online applications. It's very, very simple. But the investment compensation is very impressive, and it's incredible. On a $300,000 rollover, as a regional leader, that's a part-time position in our company, and to do one per month, that would pay you an extra $53,550 a month. That's one a month. It is not uncommon when people are retiring today to have at least $300,000 in a rollover. So that's very realistic earnings. Many of you, most of you have parents or aunts or uncles are looking at least that when they retire or more. This does not include residual, reoccurring, or repeat investments. That's what you just get paid up front is the $53,550. Again, you can do the same application through Zoom and online. Understand that the real freedom comes from recurring residual income. It's not the income that you have to go out and generate each year. If you're a self-employed person, or if you have a job and you're on commission, you have a great year. Well, you got to do it all over again the next year, and all over again the next year, and all over again the next year. One of the reasons our incomes get so big in this industry is because you only start one time. And it begins to stack and build year after year, and it adds up on top of each other. You gain freedom when you have both time and money, because in our business, it's front end loaded. You'll work real hard early on to get what you earn, and later on, you don't have to work near as hard, and you end up earning more because it's stacked and grown. Freedom money is recurring do nothing money or mailbox money. It comes up, it comes in whether you're working or not. And freedom comes from money working for you or people working for you. It's much better to have your money working for your people than you working for it all the time. Okay. So do you have a plan to get there? Most people have not thought about that. How do you get there? What's your objective? How can you do that? Well, we encourage you, once you get started with us, learn the business part-time, but you build it full-time. Build your own brokerage firm. Let's assume you have 10 producers in your agency, in your office, and they do a term life policy a week. As a regional vice president, which is what you would be when you opened up your firm, that's what basically like a franchisee, but have 10 policies coming out of your office a week, that would equate to about $224,000 annual income, okay? You do 10 rollovers per month, and again, that's very realistic. That's another $258,000. So with a small agency like that, you're looking at an annual income of $483,000. Now, people say, well, how many people do that? We have hundreds of people doing that. This is a perfect storm right now. There is the greatest movement of money in world history. The baby boomers are retiring, they're dying, and their estates are being transferred, their incomes are being rolled over. And understand that this does not include the personal production that an agency owner may be generating on his own. You know, to recap, I call this the perfect business. My story, I was successful in corporate America the first 10 years of my career. And I had a contract with a company where I would be paid a percentage of the profits. We had a great year, and the owner brought me in and says, I've been looking at the books, and you're online to make a potload of money. I said, I know, it's about time. And he says, I want you to know, Josh, I'm really struggling paying your position this kind of money. And I said, you're not paying my position. You're paying my performance. That's why we structured the deal the way we did. I said, we have a bad year. I'll make less than I've ever made. He said, I'm not questioning your performance. I'm not questioning your contribution to the company. The only question I have is I question working out the arrangement that we did that's going to allow anyone other than myself to make this kind of money. You're going to make almost as much as I do. I own the company. What's more, you hired and trained two solid managers. Those guys are basically your clones. And I'm really of the opinion at this point in time that they could report directly to me. I don't think we miss a beat. And I said, what are you saying? He said, I'm saying, I know if I don't pay you what we've agreed to, that we'll never have the relationship that we've had up to this point. I said, well, that's exactly right. He said, well, son, you leave me no other option but to request your resignation. And that's what I'm doing. And that quick, I went from the penthouse to the outhouse. And I realized my first reaction was shock. My second reaction was embarrassment. Where I come from, you get fired for not doing the job, messing around with the hired help or taking from the company's till, but you sure as heck don't get canned for performance. And I felt violated. And then my third reaction, honestly, was excitement. I've always felt that God has a plan and purpose for my life. And I knew that I had a pretty good gig at that going at that time, but if he closes a door, he's going to open up a window. And when I left the office that day, I realized I was through working for anybody else. I was going to go into business for myself. I thought it would be in the same industry I'd been in for 10 years, but I realized that I just landed in that industry out of college. I had no reason to go into it. I just happened to interview. One thing led to another. I felt the need to step back and decide what I wanted to be when I grew up. And I started writing when I got home, and it took me about 80 hours. I was thinking, how would I want to be eulogized at my funeral? What would I want my wife to say about her husband and mate? What would I want my children to say about their daddy and my friends and coworkers and colleagues about me as a person? And I wrote out everything I ever wanted to be. As a husband, father, businessman, I wrote out everything I ever wanted to do with my children, with my wife, the experiences I wanted to have. You call it a bucket list now. I love play golf. I wanted to play golf at St. Andrews in Scotland. That's the birthplace of golf. I wanted to play golf at Pebble Beach and Augusta National. Well, I've done all those things. I have a whole new bucket list now. But then I wrote down everything I ever wanted to have materially. And every time I said I want to be this, do this, or have that, I would, on the yellow pad, I would say, why is that important to me? I wrote and I wrote and I wrote. It took me almost 80 hours, almost 3 weeks. I wrote 2 yellow pads, single space. It was too much information. I went back through and I crystallized what I wanted down to 15 things. I typed those 15 things up on a piece of paper. I gave myself 6 months to find what I wanted, find something that would meet what I felt was, if I had something meet, 10 or 12 of them, I thought I'd be doing good. But I typed them up on a piece of paper. I got involved in this business because it was the only thing I found that satisfied these 15 things. And I believe this is a perfect business. Number one, I wanted low risk, but I wanted a high return. I'm competitive. I'd work just as hard for $100,000 a year as I would for $1 million. I wanted to be a big dog in whatever pond I was fishing in or swimming in. I just realized the same talents it takes to win in the little pond, it takes to win in the big pond. And the facts are, you might not win. Being average in the $1 million pond, making only $500,000 a year, is still 5 times better than winning in the $100,000 pond. I wanted something, number two, that required only a minimal capital investment to start. The money I'd saved, I had to live off of. I didn't have additional money I could invest in something. Number three, I wanted something that was low overhead, something that theoretically I could work out of the bedroom of my home if I needed to. Number four, I wanted something that was recession proof. I wanted control over the critical elements of my business. I didn't want the price of oil, the state of the economy, the price of money, something out of my control being able to wipe me out. Number five, I wanted something where I could multiply myself. My compelling motivation has always been freedom. I don't want to be under somebody else's thumb. I didn't want to ever be the opportunity for somebody to fire me come around. Now, he wished he never did because he was broke when I went to work for him. And 60 months later, he was broke again. So number six, but I, as far as multiplying myself, I didn't want to be in a situation where I was generating 100% of my income off of me. I'd rather have 1% coming off 100 people. If I could work 18 hours a day, that's 90 hours a week. I don't mind doing that in the short run, but I'm not interested in the steady diet of it. If I had 100 people working 4 hours a day, that's 2,000 hours a week. Well, that way I could have some freedom. I wanted something that would satisfy my need for significance. I want to make a meaningful difference in my culture. I wanted to do something that impacted people's lives in a positive way. Number seven, I wanted something that would enable me to have no travel. I don't want to be away from my family during the week. Period. Plain and simple. I wanted to be home every night. Number eight, I wanted something where I had no requirement to relocate. I don't want to be in a situation where some corporation, in order to move up the corporate ladder, they could force me to jerk my kids out of school and drag them across the country. I didn't want that. If I want to move to Whitefish, Montana tomorrow, I can do it. I don't want some corporation dictating to me where I have to move. Number nine, I wanted something where I would stay in the people business, something that was relationally driven. I would not like being, cooped up in an office all day long. I like interfacing with others. I like helping other people reach and achieve their goals and dreams. Number 10, I wanted something that, Kristen, you're going to stay up with me. Okay. No cap on my income or my associates. And that was plain and true. When I was thinking about those two, managers that I'd hired and trained, I was thinking about them. In any company, what's a company's greatest asset? It's people, right? That's any company's greatest asset. Well, most businesses ultimately over the long term are guaranteed to lose their most capable, their most competent, their most ambitious people, because at some point they feel underappreciated, underchallenged, and undercompensated, and they leave and they want to be boss. Well, the great thing about this business opportunity, it's not some pyramid deal where the guy at the top makes all the money. You are incented to recruit, train, develop people better than yourselves. And when they open up their offices, you receive a royalty off of their franchises. And so you can continue to grow your income that way. Number 12, I wanted something where I had... You're going to have to stay up with me, Kristen. I want to be my own boss, set my own schedule. That's plain and simple. Number 13, I wanted a consistent or work with other motivated people. I don't want to work with a bunch of reprobates. I want to work with people that I can, that I share similar goals and dreams and values as myself. Number 14, and with number 13, I don't think you can, I think that working with highly motivated people propels everyone to a higher level of accomplishment than you'd ever have if you're just working all by yourself. The old saying is, you can't soar with eagles if you flock with turkeys all day. I wanted to surround myself with people that were motivated, that wanted to do something special with their life. Number 14, I wanted a consistent residual income. I was 31 years old when I got in this business. Actually almost 32. And when I saw this business, when I was driving home from being fired, $100,000 then was about $300,000 in today's money. And what I said to myself, if I had $25,000 a month coming in before my feet ever hit the floor in the morning, every month, that, without having any debt, I could be very comfortable. I wanted that reoccurring revenue stream. Thanks to the good Lord and this unbelievable business opportunity, ours is much greater than that now. But as the more life experiences you have, the more life experiences you want to have. And the travel for many years now, the last probably 15 years, we've been gone 120, 130 days a year. Why? Because I want to. That was a dream of mine. And lastly, I wanted a doable business. I wanted a business that I knew I could do, that I knew I could win at. Well, how do you know if you can win at it? Well, number one, are other people winning? How many other are winning? What kind of talents, what type of pedigrees do the winners have? Are they average, ordinary people, or are they some rocket scientists? Well, I met a lot of just great, average, ordinary, good old American patriots, just good people. Yeah, some of them were doctors. Some of them were lawyers. Some of them had, Harvard MBAs, but most of them were just good old middle-class people, but they were doing extraordinary things. You can't take a donkey and win the Kentucky Derby. Too many people are driving a dadgum Kia trying to win the Indy 500. You got to have a vehicle that's got the horsepower to get you where you want to be. This business does that. Next slide. And that's why I call it the perfect business. 99% of our reps start with us part-time. We've got three career paths. The spare time path, you just get a license and you refer your friends, families, others, and you make great income. You don't hardly do anything but just refer us to people, but you do have to have a license. We pay for that license. You can work part-time. Now, that doesn't mean spare time. And have a consistent weekly income goal and reach those goals. And we will celebrate you and make you feel special because, you know what? Once you start walking and start seeing success and learning the business, once you learn the business and start talking to others about it, you will have success. And ultimately, as a result of that success, you'll come full time and want to change careers quickly, earning $10,000 plus or more a month. And plugging into the system. How do you get started? You plug in the system. So number one on how you get started, complete an independent business application. Takes about 5 minutes. You do it online. Submit $99 for your background check and $25 for the first month's access to our online Nerve Center. You can do every financial needs analysis, every investment comparison. You can monitor your own business. Literally, you can run a multi-million dollar business for $25 a month. It's the most phenomenal thing you've ever seen. One of my 15 reasons was low overhead. There's nothing like this. Also recession proof. Everybody's interested. Everybody's in the process of living or dying. Everybody's in the process of getting in debt or getting out of debt. And everybody that's in debt wants to be out of debt. Exactly. And everybody's interested in making or saving money. So it never goes out of style. And then implement your own personal financial plan. Yeah, that's the first person you ought to take care of is your family. Plug into the system. So what's the next step? Schedule a follow-up one-on-one Zoom meeting with the person who invited you to watch this broadcast. And do that within the next 24 to 48 hours while your mind is still fresh. You still got some questions and get that complimentary financial needs analysis run. It's confidential. It's customized. Every family's different. Everybody's got different goals and dreams. But get that done. Fill out an independent business application. We'll get you started. Pay for your securities license. Pay for your insurance license. And get you started on a road to building a business and financial independence. If you're not interested, at least schedule a one-on-one Zoom follow-up and get your complimentary financial needs analysis done. We're on a mission to change America, to empower middle American families. We're on a mission to do that. Become a client and change your life. Thank you for your time. I'm sorry for the technical screw-ups we had along the way, but it's been a pleasure visiting with you, and I hope to see you in the business, and I hope this has been beneficial for you. Thank you, Kristen, for walking me through this.